present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Clement Floyd, and Peter Jones in just a minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you. Thank you very much indeed. Hello, and welcome to the first in this new series of Just a Minute. And we're delighted to have our four regular, most experienced and most skilled players of the game here to compete against each other and against the chairman, I've no doubt, as usual. They have to speak, if they can, for just 60 seconds on some subject that I will give them without hesitation, without repetition, and without deviating from the subject on the card. Kenneth, the subject is the first of a new series. You have just a minute, and you start now.
Well, the first of a new series, I would very much like all those people listening to be able to see this team sitting so composedly with an audience full of rapt attention, listening to these pearls of wisdom that are going to fall from our lips. As we belong to the EEC, it will be appropriate...
Clement Floyd has chucked.
Repetition of E.
Well, that's a clever challenge and an accurate one. Clement, you get a point for a correct challenge and you take over the subject, and there are 43 seconds left. The first of a new series starting now.
One of the most pleasant things about being in on the first of the new series is that one can sit here quietly and appreciate the full beauty of...
Peter Jones.
If you sit there quietly, you can't play this game.
That's a very good challenge, isn't it?
Seems reasonable.
Can we give you a point for a good challenge, Peter? And you take over the subject, and there are 32 seconds left, the first of a new series starting now.
Yes, it's nice to look at the rest of the artists who are participating because...
Clement Floyd is challenged.
If you sit there looking at the rest of the artists, you can't play this game.
It is extremely easy to sit there looking at them and still play the game because you don't have to sit quietly. Peter, I disagree with the challenge, so you get a point for that. And you have 27 seconds on the first of a new series starting now.
It's difficult for me to describe them, except perhaps...
Derek Nimmo has challenged and your light came on.
I'd like to say, welcome to a new series.
And what is your challenge?
It isn't a challenge. I just want to say hello. I want to be nice and friendly. No challenge. You don't have to challenge all the time.
Oh, well.
It's the new spirit we've got abroad.
I see.
We can be jolly and gay and pleasant to each other. Welcome to a new series, I said. Rather nice, thank you.
I don't think that I can give you a bonus point
for
a witty challenge.
I don't want to know. No charity, I just want to say hello.
As your challenge was incorrect and you interrupted Peter Jones, he naturally gets a point for that, and he continues with the subject, and there are 25 seconds left, starting now.
What can I say about these others?
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
Well, all this what can I say and these beseechings and this repetition, I mean, he's already said it's nice to be here. I made all those points. I think the subject should be returned to me. I am, after all, the person who was entitled to the subject in the first place.
What was your challenge, Kenneth?
Well, a deviation.
Peter, you have another point, and you have 22 seconds left. The first of a new series starting now.
Well, they are available. That's about all I can say about my fellow passengers.
Derek Nimmo's
repetition of say.
Yes, you did say before.
Yes, it's so long ago that I thought he'd probably have forgotten.
Yes, and it's jolly difficult to have you been interrupted so often. Bad luck, Peter, but you have got a lot of other points from them. Derek Nimmo, you have the subject, you have a point, and you have 18 seconds, the first of a new series starting now.
In 1964, I was present at the Wanderers Ground in South Africa to see the first of the new series. My goodness, what a series it turned out to be. The splendid team that we sent out that year, clad in their white...
Peter Jones.
A repetition of out. He said in 1953 he was out in South Africa,
and he was out again there.
Absolutely right. Jolly good. What a keen ear he's got.
Yes, and what a sarcastic contestant he's got beside him. 5 seconds for you now, Peter Jones, on the first of a new...
How long?
5 seconds.
5 seconds, yes.
The first of a new series starting now.
Well, I would like to say, if it's the last thing I...
Clement Floyd challenged.
Oh, repetition of say.
Yes, you did say before, and... Clement, you have 3 seconds on the first of a new series starting now.
I'd like to...
Peter Jones has challenged.
Hesitation. Didn't start quickly enough at all. Terribly slow.
Not for you, Peter, but I'm afraid not enough, quite enough for the game. 2 seconds, Clement, on the first of a new series starting now.
And therefore I'd like to greet every...
Derek Nimmo.
I haven't challenged.
It must have been a correct challenge because you said it was 2 seconds and he said nothing. First of all, it was 3 seconds.
Well, that's what I did. I pressed my buzzer a moment ago on the say it didn't go on. This time I just had a little tentative one.
Are you blaming your equipment because you're falling
behind? My buzzer's no good. I've got a faulty buzzer. How can you start a new series with a faulty buzzer? That's what I want to know.
Your buzzer's... A bad workman always blames his tools.
Your buzzer's perfectly all right.
My buzzer's not working.
Now, my point is...
Yes, what's your point?
Clement had 3 seconds in which to make a speech.
Yes.
And I buzzed, hesitation.
Yes.
You then said, now you've got 2 seconds.
But during that second, he said something.
What did he say? Nothing.
He did speak. He said a definite phrase. The full content I can't remember, but he did speak.
You're the chairman and you can't remember what the last speaker said?
It's going to be a rotten series, I can tell you.
You know, his buzzer isn't working. You can't remember. What chance have we got?
We won't have a chance in hell if you keep up this much longer. Right, Peter, shut up.
I haven't said anything.
He's losing his nerve.
I'm not surprised.
I said once the four
boys
get
together... I want my buzzer
together,
to be repaired.
Leave your buzzer out.
I said once the four boys get together, it's all against the chairman. Clement, you've been very, very restrained and very civilised. You have another point and 1 second to go, the first of a new series, starting now.
The end of...
Well, that whistle, which is blown by Ian Mester, tells us that 60 seconds is up, and whoever is speaking at that moment gains an extra point. On this occasion, it was Clement Freud, and after about 5 minutes into the show, we got through the first round. The next subject, we are going to start with Clement Freud. It is gravy. Clement... on that lovely subject for just a minute, starting now.
Gravy is the juice... Possibly juices.
Derek Nimmer has challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, because he wasn't sure whether gravy R was correct or not. 55 seconds, Derek, on gravy with you, starting now.
In medieval times, they always used to place the gravy combined with the meat.
Clement Freud has challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, if I give it against you, I give it against him. 52 seconds on gravy with you, Clement, starting now.
I can't get my winkle out. Isn't it a doer? I can't get it out with an old bent pin.
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
Anyone here?
I heard out twice.
You did hear out twice, and that's
and
a repetition.
Count twice.
Well, how dare you? What was that, a bit of doggerel? What were you reciting?
It doesn't matter. He was going on gravy.
I see. He was, wasn't he?
He was dishing the gravy.
I've never seen a winkle with gravy.
Those little tiny sausages. You always have gravy with them. Kenneth, you have a correct challenge for which you get a point, and you have 47 seconds on gravy starting now.
It is appropriate this subject should come to me, because my dear old friend Maudie Fittleworth, fun with a frankfurter, always said there was nothing like a drop of gravy to wash 'em down with. I thought that was excellent culinary advice. I don't think anyone would dare to challenge me on those sort of matters. I have a palate, a very definite taste.
Peter Jones has challenged.
Repetition of very.
I'm afraid...
Very early on.
Yes, you did. I thought you were going to say palate again. Peter, you have a correct challenge. You have 22 seconds on gravy starting now.
I can give you a very good recipe for ploughman's gravy, which involves cutting up a kidney and a rasher of bacon and some shallots. You put them into an iron pan, allow them to go brown, and then when they have done so, pour in a handful of powdered oatmeal, and then once it has got darker, you pour in...
Peter Jones was then speaking when the whistle went. He gained an extra point for doing so and has moved into the lead, one ahead of Clement Freud. Derek Nimmo, will you begin the next round? The subject is... My left Wellington boot. Can you talk about that for just a minute, starting now?
It always, of course, brings to mind that famous Battle of Waterloo, when the Duke, who at that time was Marquess of Wellington, led the British troops to victory against Napoleon. And then the cavalry was commanded for him by Paget later to become the first Marquis of Anglesey. And I remember every time I put on my left-hand Wellington boot, this famous victory. Shut up. If I want to say hello. And then
Clement I remember... Freud has challenged you.
Deviation.
Why?
Shut up. Nothing to do with Wellington boots or what he was talking about.
You have the subject and you have 32 seconds. My left Wellington boot starting now.
When I put on my left Wellington boot, the chairman, who was fighting on the other side, jumped upon his horse and galloped off into the middle distance towards all directions, at which my left Wellington boot came off.
Peter Jones has challenged.
Repetition of which?
Yes, he did say it twice. Try and resist the temptation on some of the smaller words, Peter.
Which,
14 seconds.
Which small word? Or...
On my left Wellington boot with you, starting now.
Almost identical to my right Wellington boot, with the possible exception of the toe cap, which differs in this respect. The right-hand side.
Clement Freud has challenged.
Repetition of right.
Yes, because right is not one of the
no,
words.
No, it's a five-letter word, like which.
Yes. 3 seconds for you, Clement, on my left Wellington boot, starting now.
The Toastmaster came into the arena shouting...
Kenneth Williams, your turn to begin.
Oh, well, I was wondering. I thought you'd never ask.
Don Quixote or Don Quixote, whichever way you'd like to pronounce it, that is the subject, and you have just a minute in which to speak on it, starting now.
Well, this was a man who had the illusion that he was part of sort of knight-errantry, as you might say, a knight, and, I've repeated knight.
Derek Nimmer has challenged.
Two knights.
Ah, but I meant the one with a K as opposed to the one with an N. You see, that's what I meant.
Unfortunately, Kenneth, it is not, it's what you say and not what is written. 50 seconds for you, Derek, on Don Quixote, starting now.
Charles Parker, makeup man extraordinary, had the task of making up Peter O'Toole to play Don Quixote. Sancho Panza's, his great chum, once said to him, "Those who have..." And I can't repeat anymore because...
Clement Freud has challenged.
Deviation.
Why?
Well, he hasn't mentioned Don Quixote. And he's trying to make us think that Sancho Panza was a friend of the makeup man. Who is the only person he has mentioned to date. And that is devious.
No, I mentioned Don Quixote.
No.
I was making him up to play Don Quixote.
No, he used to, I know you established that he was, in my mind. And after all, Sancho Panza is the...
We are going by your mind now, are we?
It's better than going by yours, Clement. Thank you very much.
Your mother is in again.
I've got port somewhere, Clement. I don't expect any from my so-called friends up here. I think you established that you were on the subject of Don Quixote, so I'm giving you the benefit of the doubt. You have 41 seconds starting now.
The Man of La Mancha was the name of the musical that was called, created.
Peter Jones.
Hesitation.
I would agree with that one, Peter. And you now have 36 seconds on Don Quixote, starting now.
I think he is possibly the most boring character in fiction. This book...
Derek Nimmo has challenged.
I don't.
You just wanted to see if your buzzer was working.
I was, actually, yes.
It's working dutifully. You can't get points that way, Derek. Peter Jones gets a point for that wrong challenge.
But that's not fair. That's...
You get a point. It's perfectly fair from your point of view.
Is it?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, I see. But then I've lost the thread, which was pretty slender. No,
you were saying you thought it was boring.
That is one of the problems.
I think it's the just-a-minute equivalent of bumping and boring, and very boring it is.
I quite agree, Peter. And you have 30 seconds starting now.
It's divided into three large tomes, and I don't know many people who've managed to wade through more than one and a half of them. Because, you see, each chapter involves an adventure which is frequent.
Derek, no more challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes, I'm afraid so. 14 seconds, Derek, on Don Quixote starting now.
The word quixotic comes from Don Quixote or Don Quixote, And it is a kind of expression.
Peter Jones' challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes, I think Don Quixote is giving us a great deal of hesitation. There are 6.5 seconds with you, Peter, on Don Quixote starting now.
I'd like to be quite sure that Ian Messiter's clock hasn't stopped or...
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
Deviation, this has nothing to do with Don Quixote.
I quite agree, Kenneth, and you have a point for that. And you have 3 seconds on Don Quixote starting now.
We have the term tilting at windmills from this, and we also have Quixotic.
Well, at the end of that round, Peter Jones got some more points. He's now moved back into the lead alongside Clement Freud. Derek Nimmo is a little way behind in second place, and Kenneth just a little way behind that in third place, because they were equal. And Clement, we're back with you to start, and the subject is the kindest thing I ever did. We'll give you a few seconds to think about that. And tell you to go for 60 seconds if you can, starting now.
If kindness can be measured by helping elderly ladies across the road, the kindest thing I ever did was to assist an incredibly old woman go past a roundabout onto a street, down a lane, into an avenue. She was roughly 93 years old, and her sight, as well as her hearing, were failing, which is why she didn't recognize me. Hello, I said to her, and she said, what did you say?
Derek Nimmo challenged.
3 seconds.
Well, two would have been enough. There are 28 seconds for the kindest thing I ever did, Derek, starting now.
The kindest thing I ever did was to help
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
He's going very slow, deliberately. That's what he's doing. I mean, that's just trickery. That's just using oratory as a trick, isn't it? It's a trick.
It is, yes,
yes.
It is.
He's not making any attempt to convey information. I won.
I don't think he was going slow enough to call it hesitation, though.
I think
must
he's
be
trying to conjure up the picture of this very elderly lady. I think he did it very graphically, really.
Well, I think that he wasn't quite hesitating, so we give him the benefit of the doubt and 25 seconds to continue, starting now.
The kindest thing I ever did was to assist Clement Freud to go around...
Kenneth Williams has challenged.
Yes, I
would agree with
him.
I don't think exactly plays speed, that's all.
Well, that's all right, but Kenneth Williams now has the subject, and there are 20 seconds left, starting now.
The kindest thing I ever did was to offer to help Derek Nimmo and Clement Freud and Peter Jones to perform in a game called Just a Minute. They welcomed me with open arms and said, on any occasion when misfortune forces us into some terrible...
Derek Nimmo's challenge.
Hesitation.
No. Kenneth, you keep going, having gained another point, for 3 seconds on the kindest thing I ever did, starting now.
We shall look to you for the humanitarian gentleman that you are.
Well, Kenneth got quite a few points in that round, including the one when the whistle went. He's moved forward. He's still, alas, in fourth place, just behind Derek Nimmo. But Derek's creeping up on our two leaders, Peter Jones and Clement Freud. The subject is getting across. Would you talk about that for just a minute, Peter, starting now?
Well, I haven't got much to say about getting across. I think I'd better give it to Metagate.
Deviation, if you've got nothing to say, why don't you just shut up and I'll do it.
We give you a point because the audience enjoyed what you said, Kenneth. But Peter wasn't deviating from the subject on the card, so it was an incorrect challenge. So he gets a point for a wrong challenge, and he keeps going, starting now.
I remember my first visit to America. I had to go to Southampton and get on a small boat which joined the liner 2 or 3 miles outside owing to some labour dispute at the docks. And when I arrived on the top of this small vessel...
Derek Nimmo, you pressed your buzzer.
Oh, I don't know. It was small, wasn't it? A ship, I don't know, some kind of... I can't remember.
No. You didn't repeat anything. I was listening very carefully.
No, there was a...
I said vessel.
You said vessel. You thought it was going to say ship again. So
no,
Peter gets a point for a wrong challenge.
Clear, remember.
And Derek, your challenge was incorrect. Peter has a point. Right. There are 22 seconds left on getting across, starting now. Clement Freud has challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, Peter.
Is it me?
Yes, it was you.
I thought you were looking at him.
No, it's him now. Clement Freud has a point. And you have 20 seconds on getting across. And I advise anybody who gets started to get across, otherwise they're going to... starting now.
If you serve in the British Army and perform some enormous feat of bravery, you are likely to be awarded the Military Cross, which is known in popular terms as getting a cross. As a result of this, you are asked to Buckingham Palace, and some duty royal attends you, pinning a ribbon onto your left lapel.
Clement Freud, you got another point for speaking when the whistle went. You're 1 point behind our leader, who is Peter Jones. Derek Nimmo in third place, and Kenneth Williams almost equal with him in third place. And Peter Jones, your turn to begin the subject, pleasantry.
Well, there are those little things, not exactly jokes or even quips, but...
Derek Nimmo challenged.
Hesitation.
Hesitation, Derek. You have a correct challenge and you have 53 seconds on pleasantries starting
now. What? Hello, fruit. How frightfully nice to see you. It is a lovely day. Oh, my goodness me. Isn't it a long time since we last met? What a jokey chap you are. I know, Freddy Bertie boy. You're looking absolutely marvellous. Mary, how is your cousin George? Oh, I do remember Auntie Mabel last time she came across from the channel. I do think it's quite simply lovely.
Clement Freud is challenged.
Repetition.
Of what?
What? Absolutely right.
He did say it quite a lot, didn't he? Clement, you have a point and 31 seconds for pleasantries starting now.
Come and have tea with me and listen to my doilies is the sort of...
Kenneth Williams is challenged.
Deviation? You can't listen to a doily. I've never held an intelligent conversation with a doily in my life.
No.
Doily. The doilies are under cakes, aren't they?
Yes.
Anyway, I've never talked to one.
Or next to carts.
Oh, you mean doily cart. Oh, I see. Oh, you mean you know the family.
Well, Kenneth, we would like to hear from you. And I think the doilies does sound like doilies, and I don't think many people have talked about Doily Cart as doilies, and Mr. Doily Cart himself would be turning in his grave at the thought of it. So, Kenneth, we'll give it to you and say that you have 26 seconds on pleasantries, starting now.
They range from watcher cock, which, of course, is pretty rude in the sense of crude, not in any...
Oh, Derek Nimmo's challenged.
Rude.
It's very rude. But as it's the last
repetition.
Round...
It was repetition.
No, it was repetition, but it's the last round and you couldn't possibly win even
if you
kept...
I didn't repeat. I said rude in the sense of crude. Where's the repetition,
oh,
dearie?
I'm sorry.
Wash your ears out.
I thought he said rude twice.
I thought I didn't, you great fool. I mean, I don't know why he's sitting over there. Why don't I give him an ear in aid?
Well, three of us.
I'm afraid most of the audience thought you said rude twice.
No.
Did I?
It's all right. We're all on his side. You don't have to shout for him like that. Even if he said rude twice, I was still going to leave it with him for the end of the show. Because he started. We want you to finish. Pleasantries. 19 seconds. Starting now.
Let all the rest depart, and only some several dukes and I shall in this stately conclave make departure, and thus with all our minds on one intent shall no... I said shall twice.
You keep going. Clement Freud, what have you challenged for?
Three shells.
All right, we have to give it to you because it's a correct challenge. There are 6 seconds on pleasantries starting now.
In the evening, when the lights are dim and my mouth...
Peter Jones has challenged.
Hesitation.
Yes, Peter, you have 3 seconds on pleasantries starting now.
I threw the money on the bed and I said to the girl's father...
Well, we do hope you've enjoyed this edition of Just a Minute. We've really enjoyed playing it. I've even enjoyed them being rude to me for once. It's, I must tell you the final result. Kenneth Williams did do very well at the finish, and he came up into second place alongside Derek Nimmo, which is very good after such a long absence from the game, Kenneth. And Clement Freud was just a few points ahead of them, but he was 1 point behind this week's winner, who was Peter Jones. We do hope you've enjoyed it, because I said we've enjoyed it. From all of us here, goodbye.
The chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.